Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Will Gomez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. We're talking to people today about issues facing us all, and we'd like to include your responses to the survey. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Well, it depends. What are we talking about?
Some of the things that are taking place in San Patricio County, are you registered to vote in San Patricio County?
Of course.
Okay, thank you. And are you or anyone in your household employing news media, market research firm, elected official, or actively involved in political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tended to vote for often, Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
Thank you so much. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what year were you born? Only the year, not your full birthday.
1950.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Have you seen, read, or heard anything recently about the building of an ammonia plant in or near Ingleside? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. Now, I would like to read to you some names of several individuals and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of the person, group, and if so, whether you have a positive or negative impression of them. If you don't recognize the name, just say so. Here's the first name, Valero.
Of course.
Okay, do you have a
Yes.
positive or...
Okay. The gasoline I will not buy.
No,
So it's
I'm not
negative.
selling anything. I'm not selling anything.
No, but I'm letting you know. That's how I
Okay.
feel.
Okay. Do you have a strong positive? Do you have a positive or negative impression of Valero?
Negative.
Somewhat or strong?
Strong.
Strong. Okay. What about Nueces County Green Ammonia?
Never heard of it.
Okay. What about Enbridge?
No, never heard of it.
Okay. What about Yarrow?
No, I haven't
Okay.
heard of
What
it.
about Flint Hills Resources?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Do you have a positive or negative impression of them?
Neither one.
Neither one? Okay, no problem. What about Project Yaren?
Haven't heard of that.
Okay. What about Oxy Energy Corporation?
I've heard of it, but don't know much about it.
Okay. What about Port of Corpus Christi?
Very familiar.
Okay. Do you have a positive or negative impression of Port of...
Positive.
Okay. Somewhat or strong?
I'd say somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility located on the southern edge of Ingleside?
I would need more information before I go either way.
Okay, no problem. Now, please tell me if each of the following items of information makes you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility at the south part of Ingleside. The first one is the proposed ammonia plant and export facility will be located within the existing Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center at the south tip of Ingleside.
Oh my God.
Are you in favor or
Really?
opposed? Yeah.
I opposed it.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay,
Don't know
thank
much
you.
about it, but I know about pneumonia plants,
Okay,
but I don't know about this
okay.
one.
Thank you so much. Ammonia is the second most manufactured chemical globally, and one of the two project partners, Yara, has over 100 years of experience and an excellent safety record an extensive knowledge of the entire production process. Are you in favor or opposed?
If they have that many years going and they know how to control it, I would definitely, I would favor it.
Okay, strongly. Or somewhat? Strongly, okay, thank you. A partner in the proposed ammonia plant, Enbridge, has large-scale infrastructure development expertise with world-class deep water docks and export capabilities at the Enbridge Ingleside Energy Center. Are you in favor or opposed?
In favor, somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. Consumers frequently use ammonia-based products found in everyday household items such as glass cleaners, disinfectant, aerosol sprays, surface and carpet cleaners, and pet stain removers. Are you still in favor or opposed?
I use it, so I guess I'm in favor.
Strongly or somewhat?
You find a bottle under everything in my house, so strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. The low-carbon ammonia production from the proposed facility will remove 95% of the carbon dioxide from the ammonia manufacturing process, thus creating a nearly carbon-free fuel source. Are you still in favor or opposed?
I would be in favor, but somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Approximately 95% of carbon dioxide generated from the ammonia facility will be captured, sequestered, and then transported via pipeline to permanent underground storage approximately 25 miles south of San Patricio County. Do you still favor or oppose?
Ooh, I oppose because sooner or later it's going to come up. And
okay.
That's a lot of waste.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. The produced ammonia will be loaded directly onto ships docked right at the facility. Therefore, the produced ammonia will remain on commercial and industrial property away from residences, and then it is shipped.
In the past, I know that ammonia can, expand and be exposed. I don't know which way to go. I really don't.
So you say you are unsure or neutral?
I would go neutral.
Okay, thank you. Ammonia production is one of the safest and most efficient industries in the world. This plant will include the latest state-of-the-art safety and production technology. Favor or opposed?
I favor somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. In addition to paying property taxes on the proposed facility, both Yara and Enbridge will pay sales and use tax, corporate income tax, and other taxes, including payroll tax, fuel tax, and excise tax. Do you still favor or oppose?
They're paying for it, right?
They're going to pay all the taxes. Yeah, they're going to pay all the taxes that come along with it.
Okay. I'm in favor, but still
somewhat. Okay, no problem. Thank you. Plant personnel and first responders will be properly trained and equipped with the materials and resources necessary to respond in the unlike event that there is an incident at the proposed facility.
Oh, God, I'm in favor, but somewhat.
I need to research all
of this myself.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much, though. The proposed facility will generate roughly 4,000 jobs at the peak of construction and at least 100 permanent jobs once the facility is in service.
Oh, I go for that. Jobs are needed.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank
Strongly.
You. Okay, Enbridge and Yara will partner to invest in programs to support environmental stewardship and conservation and work closely with local communities to promote shared environmental values and priorities.
Oh. I go for it. Somewhat.
Or somewhat. Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Enbridge conducts all monitoring required by its permits, which are written to ensure that all significant potential emissions are within acceptable range, tracked and known to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and reported at least semi-annually in reports made available to the public.
Semi. I go for it, but somewhat.
Okay, thank you. The ammonia produced by the facility will be exported to Europe and other countries for their energy needs, since ammonia is a fuel source that reduces emissions that will otherwise come from coal plants.
I didn't even know we had coal plants around here. I guess I go for it strongly.
Strongly, okay, thank you. The proposed facility will generate millions of dollars each year in property tax revenues to help with roads improvements, pay teacher salaries, maintain school buildings, and fund a host of other county services.
I'm for it. I favor it strongly.
Strongly. Okay, thank you. Opponents say the proposed ammonia facility will require too much water and jeopardize the amount of water available to the Ingleside residents.
Why would they have to use, why can't they use the water from the Gulf?
To be quite honest with you, that part of the information I don't have. I'm requested to read verbatim. So based on the information that I'm giving you, maybe you could give me an answer or your opinion.
They can use the water from, I mean, they're talking about a desalted plant. Why, if they're going to do that, why can, I don't know. On this one, I'm lost. I know
okay.
It's, I don't live in Ingleside, but the people do need their water.
Okay, thank you. Opponents say that proposed ammonia facility will increase shipping traffic in the bay, and this will mean more erosion as well as damage to the aquatic ecosystem.
Oh, I'm against that.
Strongly or somewhat?
I would say strongly.
Okay, thank you. Opponents say the proposed location of the ammonia facility will negatively impact community members' lives.
I could not go either way, but, I mean, you know, I'm not favoring it, but, as I said, I need to do more research on this. This is new
okay,
to me.
Okay, no problem. Okay, no problem. Next question, just so you know, we're almost done now. Would you favor or oppose the construction of an ammonia plant and export facility located at the southern edge of Ingleside?
You know something? That's a question that should be asked for people in Ingleside.
Okay.
I live in Taft, so it probably wouldn't affect me, but I would not like to give an answer to that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample. Do you consider yourself of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central Latin American background? Yes or no?
I'm a Hispanic, American, Mexican, whatever you want to call it. I was born here.
Okay. And is your main race Anglo, African American, Asian, or some other race like Latino?
Yes, I'm a Latino, I guess that's what you call it.
Okay.
When I was growing up, Latino was not a nice word, but yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Do you own or rent your place of residence?
I own.
Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your current type or most recent type of employment? Energy, like chemical, professionals such as law and medicine, farming, like fishing, government, education, white-collar management, self-employed and own businesses, construction, manufacturing, clerical, like retail?
Well, I'm in the medical field, but teachers, I'm almost going out of it at my age. But
okay.
Teaching, education, I would go for.
Okay. Thank you. Do you have a Facebook account, yes or no?
Do I have a what?
A Facebook account?
Not really. I mean, I can go into...
No problem. Do you have an Instagram account, yes or no?
Do I have an account?
Yeah, Instagram. Instagram.
No, Instagram,
media.
No.
No, okay.
No.
Do you have an X account, former Twitter?
No.
Okay. Do you watch the nightly local news 4 or more days per week? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you read the Corpus Christi Caller Times on a daily basis? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Do you read the Ingleside Index on a weekly basis? Yes or no?
No, I haven't in a long time.
Okay. Do you have any children under the age of 19 who reside with you on your, with you full or part time?
Not at 73, honey. No.
Okay. Thank you so much. That'll conclude our survey. Hey, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Bye bye.